Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Would you please stand? Well, this is one of those special days that gets incorporated into Sunday worship. It has been traditional that Father's Day be on the third Sunday of June. And just as about a month ago, we celebrated Mother's Day. Today, incorporated into our time of worship, we celebrate the place and the value and the ministry of fathers. And a moment also for us to be thankful for the fathers that we had and encourage the fathers who are living and working today with their families. Father, we come before you this morning, the one who, above all fathers, is called our Heavenly Father, our Father in heaven, whose name is hallowed, our Father in heaven, who gives us each day what we need, our Father in heaven, who forgives us of our sins, our Father in heaven, the one to whom belong all the power and the glory and the dominion forever. And so, to our Heavenly Father, we acknowledge our appreciation for your love and your grace and your fatherhood in our lives. And we pray in the name of the wonderful Son of that Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Up his sleeves, the angels putting on the Ritz. God is an awesome God. There is thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists. Our God is an awesome God. And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. When the sky was starless in the void of the night, an awesome God. He spoke into the darkness and created the light. Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Hold for just a minute. I'm sorry. I thought if Terry can stop preaching to get a drink of water, I can stop singing to get my wife a battery. All right.
Who is like the Lord? There is no one. Who is like the Lord? He is strong and mighty. Who is like the Lord? He is worthy. Stand up and give him the praise. Like the Lord, there is no one who is like the Lord. He is strong and mighty. Who is is like the Lord. He is worthy. Stand up and give him the praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our God is worthy of glory. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Let's stand up and praise him and give him the glory. Stand up and praise him and give him the glory. Stand up and praise him and give him the glory. Our God is worthy of like the Lord. There is no one who is like the Lord. He is strong and mighty. Who is like the Lord? He is worthy. Stand up and give him the praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our God is worthy of glory. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Let's stand up and praise him and give him the glory. Stand up and praise him and give him the glory. Stand up and praise him and give him the glory. Our God is worthy of praise. Who is like the Lord?
Amen. Amen. Oh, Robbie here. Do you have a plug in over there? You want to stand over here? Okay. Need a fix. Okay. Okay, come this way.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, when I see many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we are searching for answers. Only you provide. You know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. 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 Oh, it's love so undeniable. I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable. I can hardly think as you call me. a good, good Father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are, it's who you are, who you are, and I'm loved by you. I am, who I am.
Lord, thank you for being our Father. Mm-hmm. Lord, thank you, and we just want to wish you happy Father's Day today, Lord. And we want to honor you as God of this church, of our families, of this nation. Thank you so much for sending your Son that we might be free. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. We've got something going on.
We have a rather short video for Father's Day. Everyone knows that they say the hand that rocks the cradle rules the nation in reference to Mother's Day. But I think it's the fathers who shape the image of people's perception of God. You can hear story after story about folks who find it hard to believe that God's a loving father because they didn't have one on earth. This little video just shows how all the little things sometimes speak volumes, especially the little guys. I hope you enjoy it. We were blessed. So if we have that ready, all is well and sound goes well, we hope you'll enjoy it and be blessed.
Dad, you don't know it right now, but I am watching you, watching the things that you do. I'm watching the way you treat people, the way you treat me and my mom and my brother. The way you live your life is having a big impact on me. When it's time for me to choose a career and provide for my family, your work ethic will be on my mind. The time you spend with me, even doing simple things, will give me a sense of security. There will be times in my life where I struggle with integrity and I may not be sure what to do. But I will recall how you stood up for what was right, even if you could have looked the other way. Some of the choices you are making, I will also make. Please don't be afraid to show me your failures, to show me your mistakes. I will learn from them. Dad, are you listening? I am watching you. Watching to see if you really believe what you say about God. I need your help to show me the way. Show me how to live life that isn't safe, but is good. So I'm watching you, Dad, every day. You're teaching me how to live life, whether you know it or not.
Happy Father's Day. We're glad you're with us on this day of worship, on this Father's Day, and We have just a few announcements to share. The month of June has looked like it's quickly getting away, so we're already looking into July. But first of all, this afternoon is our Sunday at the Willows at 3:30. And just anyone who can go with us, you're welcome. We'll do some singing. We'll do a little Bible study with all the folks that are there. Visit with them, share communion with them. So if you are free, and I know it's Father's Day, so no guilt trip on anybody, but if you can make it to be with us, we'll really appreciate it, and the folks out there will too. The 1st of July is really just around the corner, and the first Sunday in July, which is July 1st, Brother Jeremiah Losa will be with us, be bringing the morning message. We put a little bit about Brother Jeremiah just in case some folks who are new to the church don't recognize that name as a missionary we've supported for years and one we always look forward to having with us. That same Sunday in the evening, we're going to have a cookout over at the Moors, and that'll run from 5 until 8, and that's always a good time. And just pay attention there. You want to bring a lawn chair, and if you like to fish, you bring a fishing pole, and I guess swimming is always allowed. So if you want to jump in and cool off, they have a nice dock for people who like to jump in and take the plunge. And then at the end of July is our annual concert with His Heart, a full-fledged potluck dinner. So please give note to these announcements, things that are coming up real soon. And Vance wanted to share something I know about another upcoming morning get-together here at church. And so, Vance, you'd share that. And then if you have an announcement or anything, please feel free to raise your hand, be recognized.
Yeah, we just finished the study that Debbie Klinkner was doing. There she is. And there was some encouragement to do the In the Dust of the Rabbi. It's a 5-week, 28-minute video series with discussion. It says, do you ever feel like you're a follower of Jesus, but from a distance? Follow a rabbi, drink in his words, and be covered with his dust of his feet, says the ancient Jewish proverb. In Jesus' day, disciples followed their rabbi so closely that they would be covered with the dust kicked up by the rabbi's feet. So come and discover how you can get dusty and be closer to your rabbi, Jesus, by doing what he does. And I saw a little excerpt in the video, and he does a good job of describing discipleship. I mean, that's what it's about. And it's more than just being a disciple. It's becoming like the rabbi. And it has a lot of scripture to do that. So if anybody's interested in that, let us know. We can order the study guide books, and we'll either start it next Sunday or the first Sunday in July. You know, we'll decide that here real quick.
All right. And that will be at 9:30 when we start, just before church time. Thank you, Vance. Are there any other announcements that other than what we have in the bulletin that we need to be made aware of this morning? If not, we're... Oh, Emmeline?
I saw the black marks of the tractor trailer that nearly killed Lois and me last Sunday. If you haven't seen them and you're coming from Harrodsburg this way, look where they stop. It's... Look at them.
Yes, for those of you who weren't here last Sunday, we were rejoicing that that semi did not take out Lois and Emily. It was kind of a miraculous stop before it could have been a horrible accident. So we thank the Lord for their safety. I think we have a birthday, maybe, just one, if I'm trusting my memory. Yes, on this Friday, the 22nd, Brenda Morris will be celebrating a birthday, so we wish her a very, very happy birthday coming this coming Friday. I want to go before the Lord in prayer this morning. And as we do so, I would ask you to look, if you would, on the bulletin that has all these folks that are part of our church family. Friends and family, and our missionaries. There's a large number of folks that we pray for, not only on Sunday, but hopefully regularly. It comes out on email that you can check. I would add this morning, we're glad Hope is out of the hospital. She was there last Sunday, but now Dave's sick, and he's not in the hospital, but we want to pray for him to be feeling better. Pray for those who are facing really serious illnesses and lift them up. Also, as a reminder, if you would regularly check that list, and if you have someone that we could update their condition, please let Colleen know that, and we'll keep the prayer list as current with what's going on with these folks. But with that having been said, let's bow before the Lord. And if there's a prayer on your heart, someone you want to pray for, please feel the freedom to lift them up in your prayer this morning as we join with you. Father, thank you for hearing our prayers. I thank you that even when we don't speak audibly, we can still go before you. You know what's in our heart and in our minds. And I pray that each and every one of us each day would take the opportunity, use that opportunity to give you thanks, to cast our cares and our burdens upon you. You've invited us to do that because you know that we can't bear them alone, and that you're there for us if we will but look to you. And so individually and as a church body, we look to you to provide the strength to meet all of our needs. For it is in you that we find strength, even when we maybe think it's us, our intelligence, our ingenuity, whatever it might be, Lord, help us to realize that everything we have is a gift from you, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's Communion Sunday, and in preparation for sharing the Lord's Supper together, the worship team's going to lead us in a couple of songs that will help us get our hearts in tune to receive the bread and the wine, and to remember in a very special way what Christ did for us by paying our sin debt.
My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior, if Jesus is none. I love thee in life, I will love thee in death, and praise thee as long as thou lendest me breath, and say,
just, you know, it's sing about the attributes of God, and just a reminder of his unfailing love. It's not based on what we do or what we don't do. He never gives up. You know, it's like he's not in a hurry, but he's always on time, and his unfailing love will always give us what we need at the time we need it. I'm sorry for my voice this morning. I'm having a hard time. You have my heart, and I am yours forever. You are my strength, God of grace and power. And everything you hold in your hand, still you make time for me. I can't understand. Praise you, God of earth and sky. How beautiful is your unfailing love. Unfailing love. And you never change, God. You remain the Holy One in my unfailing love. Unfailing love. You are my rock, the one I hold on to. You are my song, and I sing for you. And everything you hold in your hand, still you make time for me. I can't understand. Praise you, God of earth and sky. How beautiful is your unfailing love. Unfailing love. And you never change, God, you remain the Holy One, my unfailing love, unfailing love. And everything you hold in your hand, still you make time for me. I can't understand. Praise you, God of earth and sky, how beautiful is your unfailing love. Unfailing love. And you never change, God, you remain the Holy One in my unfailing love. Unfailing love. Praise you, God of earth and sky. How beautiful is your unfailing love. Unfailing love. And you never change, God, you remain Holy One, my unfailing love.
unfailing love, unfailing love.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord, for your unfailing love.
Yes.